Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, today we'll finish up the Malach of Otsa, and hence the 39 Malachas. Very glad we were able to get through all of them. I wasn't really sure early in the year exactly how things would play out, but Be'ez Hashem. Malach Hashem. Aaron, can you hear me? Yes, good, okay. All right, so yesterday we began to look at the Arba Rishus, the Shabbos, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Avav and Aleph, back in Source 1, it lists, and the Rambam brings it, and that's the Din. There are four Rishus, which is the Yochid, which is the Rabban of Carmelis, and Mokum and Taurus. We discussed yesterday, we got through the first three of them. Okay, which was the Rabban, we described the, and all these didn't appear in the Shulchan, by the way, it's in Shin Mem Hei, all the breakdown, you can take a look at there. We saw some of those Makaris yesterday. So we mentioned that certain qualifications for Rishus HaYochid. And again, the Gemara mentions many of them on Davov, right there in the beginning of the Sugya. And basically, the Rishus HaYochid is a place that's enclosed by walls at least 10 Tvachim in height. That's a place at least 4 by 4 Tvachim in terms of its surface area. A regular room, you know, will meet that qualification. We also spoke about a ditch, which where the ground becomes the wall. You dig a ditch, so you have four walls, quote unquote, not walls. It's a dirt that's surrounding you, but you have a 4x4 tvachim area on the bottom, and it's surrounded by the height of 10 tvachim. So that's also Shul Yochid. And various other examples. Again, we stress that it's not really a function of ownership. Okay, you can have a Rishul building, which is public property in the sense that nobody owns it in most cases, but that would be still qualified as a Rishul Yochid. Shul building, municipal building, other places where people can go in and so on. And then we had Rishus HaRabim, which a number of qualifications, it can't be covered, it has to be at least 16 amos wide, it has to be the sort of thoroughfare, the milk store, and so on. And the machlokas about the 600,000, that's the big machlokas, all Arabic and contemporary communities are based on the kulas, as you pointed out, that we don't have to consider an area to be a real Rishus HaRabim unless 600,000 people. But areas like parks, streets, open air markets, and so on, these kinds of things are in the realm of Rishus HaRabim. And then we had the last thing we spoke on yesterday, the Carmelis, we explained a little bit the unusual word, Carmelis, where a place lacks the full definition of Rishus HaYochid and the full definition of a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, and so they're with Arbanon, that area is considered like we have a chumrah that you can't carry from a Rishus HaRabim into a Carmelis or from a Carmelis into a Rishus HaRabim. Vice versa, you can't, or I don't say vice versa, the other side, you can't carry from a Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelis or from a Carmelis into a Rishus HaYochid. And three, you can't carry Dal Amos in a Carmelis. That always is in Dal Darbanon, but that's where we kind of, I think, left off. That's where we left off last time. And that brings us to the final area, and that is the so-called Mokum Tur. Mokum Tur. Mokum Tur, and that's up to now in Source 52. Source 52. Okay. A Mokum Tur is an area, the name suggests, that it's not, it's really actually not, it's the fourth Rishus listed in that Gemara Shabbos Davov and the Shulchan Aruch, but it's not really actually a Mokum Tur, is a non Rishus. It's not an area. Meaning it's a non area. Okay, so that the Gemara discussed in Source 52, Shabbos Vav Ben Aleph, says Adam Omed Ali Skupa. We had that word before. It means some kind of a doorstep, something protruding the door a little bit outside from the Rishus HaYochid. Okay, like a step, a stoop, or something like that. Okay, and it's higher than the street level. Okay, that's a person can stand there and no tell me balabayas for no saying low. Okay. The Balabayas is standing inside the house in the Rishus HaYochid. And the Ani, again, just following the example that the Mishnah gives on Beis Ben Aleph, we saw yesterday, okay, the Ani can take from him and give to him, okay? There's no tell about the Balabayas and no sin low when the Balabayas is standing in the Rishus HaYochid. The Ani who's standing on this iskupa, this small area, this small ledge or porch, but it's small, okay, in front of the house, small stoop in front of the house, can take from the hand of the Balabai who's standing Shul Yochid or put something in his hand. And notel may ani benosin the Balabayas can take from him or give him when the ani is in Rishus HaRabim. As if the Balabayas is standing on this little area, okay, the Balabayas is standing on this little area and the ani is in the Rishus HaRabim proper, and come all the way up the steps, let's say. So the Balabayas can take from him and give to him, okay, Ubabad, Ubabad, Shal Yitom Ibalabai, and no sin on. If there's a third party there, you can't beat the system. The guy standing in the on the skupa will take from the balabai who's inside and give to the on who's outside. But we've not over us and shostam torment. It's potter because it's all darbanan. Okay? Rashi explains there, it's interesting, the Gemara does not, it's just interesting, noteworthy, I don't want to make a big deal about it, but the Gemara there in Davav begins, you know, Tanar Bonim, back in Source 1. Arbor Rishul Shabbos Yachid, Rishul Rabbin, Karlov's Malkum Tor, Ezer Rishul Yachid, then the fine Rishul Yachid. Then it said Ezer Rishul Rabbin, then it defined Rishul Rabbin. Then it said Ezer, you know, wasn't exactly the phrase Ezer Karlov, but define a Karlov. But it doesn't actually define the term Malkum Tor, but Rashi explains there in Vavan Alam, so it's 53. In this case, Adam Omen Askupa, what it means is Zem Malkum Tor, Shehuz Kalamado. That's the example, that's the Malkum Tor. She'eno Choshe Rishus La'atzmo, Vishenu Rochav Arba. It's not, it's a small ledge, it's a small stoop. It's not for Tvachim inside, just a small step, it's a small ledge. Okay? Ubatel Eitzel Rishu Yachid, Ve Eitzel Rishu Rabbim. So it's Batel to both the Rishu Yachid, which is an extension of the house, and to Rishu Rabbim, which leads up to it. That's the idea of the Malkum Tor. And that's why I said it's not really a separate Rishu. It's a non-Rishu. You know, I mean, even though the Gemara said Arba Rishios, and we typically consider it one of the four Rishus of Shabbos, but in actuality, it's like a non-Rishus, okay? And so, good. Now, as far as that last part of the Gemara that says, well, if that's the case, really, if I can stand up, I'm the Bala Bias, the Ani comes. So if I'm standing on the stoop and I give it to the Bala, to the Ani, no problem. Well, then he takes me, no problem. Or if I'm inside and he's on the stoop, okay, and he gives it to me, I tell you, there's also no problem. So how come if the third party is there? Okay, he's standing in the shul, I'm standing inside, and the third party is on the stool. So I should be able to give it to him, he should be able to give it to the Ani. So Rashi says, the mezalz will be sui shabbos, but chila ligrom hotzah mershtiach l'sharab. Ultimately, what ended up happening was someone was taken from Rishul, so yeah, you kind of beat the system. But again, it's Turin, it's also Rabbanah, yeah.
So how can you have Zera? How can that be Asherah Zera? Because isn't there already Zera that there's recently a car, but
you
hear
it, you're enough up? Yeah, I hear. Yeah. Rashi says Zera Dilma Asi La Kula La Fuka La Hedja, maybe the whole thing. I don't know. Unless he says it's part of the same Zera that you always have to say. Okay. Yeah. Say again? No, because let's say the Akira was done by the Balabayas in the house, and he put it in the hands of the third party on that ledge. So he never did the Akira. No, Bavad Shal, what are we talking about now? Bavad Shalo Yitomi Balabayas and Osimani.
Don't
say the whole
stand out.
He's not allowed to take it from the Balabayas. I'm sorry. I went to Vachlo Yitol, the middleman, shouldn't take from the Balabayas. So there is a. Right, but it's not a Kiran Ochan to the Mershudas. That's the way it is, a Kiran Ochan. Oh, that's what you're saying. That's answer this question. Right. No. So it's not really because there is a Kiran Ochan, that's what you're saying.
They're divorced.
Meaning,
there's a
Balabais
Kira. You're doing nothing for the
Balabais. No. He's saying that the look carefully. He's right. The Vachal Yito, the middleman, took it from the Balabais. Okay, and then he put it. Right. Okay. Anyway, that's the case. That's because this plays a Malkum Tor. Okay. A little later on Dav Zion, the Gemara says before Amar Rabba the Bear of Shela, Kiosa Dimam Ryokhan, Ain Carmelis Pchusa Mesor, Arbo. A Carmelis has always got to be more than four Tvachim by four, you know, four by four square. Okay. Meaning, and if not, that's what Rashi says there on Zion on Aleph again, the 55, Dimas Mahogar Garcinan, Ain Carmel Pchusa Me Arbo Rochav with below, Malkum Tor. That's the Malkum Tor. It's smaller than order Carmelis. Umuta Lechatchila. Okay, and later on, still later on, the defining Malkum Tor. Still later on, 56, Elaskupa Malkum Tor ba'amu kiyom deles ba'arba abar. Again, it's only it's not automatically. It's not a din of the stoop. It just depends on the size. You know, it depends on the width. Pretty small. So it's like a small step. Okay, so that's what he says. And same bar ba'atam mutar libnei rishay yachid ulin rishay rabim. That's when you're in the Malkum Tor, so then you're allowed to adjust. When we spoke yesterday about adjusting the load, that's not called walking. And so that, I'm sorry, that is part of walking. But here it's mutter because of Malkum Tor. Yeah.
Just to clarify, if the Arba, then like specifically Arba, meaning 5, 3.9.
That's always a question. We'll see a little later in the Shulchan Aruch, I mentioned a little more because it could count the angle, you know, so you have to do math. But
okay.
Well, usually it's the total square footage. Like, for example, if a room is big enough for mezuzah, so it may not be that wide, but it's longer or not that long, but it's wider, we would still require it.
So, in what scenario is someone standing up on the floor and how they
fit? Well, I'm just standing still. It's a small, you can stand. You're right, it's not that common. But we'll give you two examples, typical Mokum Tor. Okay. We'll see shortly. But anyway, Rashi there on Chesem Beis says, Mokum Tor, Mokum She'en Ba'arba Arba. Off the ground, that's because it's otherwise above to the ground. But omate samach l'shayochet b'lush the rabbi. It's in between, and that's if we were an Arab, fine. V'lushayochet economics and el v'lushayochet. You told me not to tell about it. You can't beat the system. Okay. Bottom line, a makom tur can't be a drop off point for transferring between two rishus. You can't game the system. You can't use that as I'll just drop it off, then take them there. I didn't take them to Rishiyoch, I took them to Mokum Tor. I didn't put them to Rishiyoch, I put them to Mokum Tor. You can't. Okay.
But you still can't walk if there's just a rock in the
night and
you're standing
up before and out. So let's see. We'll see shortly what you can do. Okay. Yeah. The Perish HaMishnah and the Rambam and Shabbos Perk Aleph, Mishnah Aleph 58. Again, we saw a part of this Perish HaMishnah already described these things. Again, our review of Mokum Tor, who call Mokum Sheish, but Gavo Shosha Tokal Mala. The ain barba tvachim orech barba tvachim rochav el apachas became harei zem makom tur. Afilo haya arba tvachim orech arba tvachim pachas shur barochav a gavam shosh tvachim afilo adarakia harei zem makom tur. Okay. Vein chilek b'zeh vein shere amur amur apnei oretz or chutz. Doesn't matter if it's on the ground or if it's a ditch. All these cases that's the makom tur. Okay. Now, and the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, her Gudal Halacha Zayin 59 says again, okay, Ezo Mokum Torah, Mokum Sheish Bo Pachos Mar Bal Arba Begav Hashad Rekia should call Pachos Mishari Koretz. Anything slows to lower than 2/3 feet of ground is part of the ground. That's not called a separate domain. That's not right. It's part of the bottle to the ground. And he says, Afilu Kotzim Ubarkanam Glowim Rishorabim Govan Shosha and Rochon Arba Arba Ezo Mokum Torah. So if you have thorns or thickets or stuff that's a little higher than 3 tefachim, that's going to Mokum Torah. Same with chritz and so on. Okay. Then he also says, "Avir Shrabo, Avir Karmes, Lamalames, or Mokum Tor." That's the case above 10 tefachim high can be a Mokum Tor. Also, it's a different din. We'll relate to Aaron. You'll see it when you learn Aaron. Hilach Yud Aleph. Rosh, important point. Rosh Yachad a Mokum Tor. He summarized everything right here in Parak Yudal Hilach Yud Aleph. So let's look at 59. Rosh Yachad a Mokum Tor. Mutar L'Talta B'Kula. Afilo Hayarach Kalachas Min Kama Mila L'Talta B'Kula. Here's your issue. Okay, even if it's very long, but it doesn't have the width. Here he says the other way, not like I said. Okay, I feel like kama milim, the talta makula. You don't have that width. Okay, I was a rabbin, a carmelus, aim the talta wa ala arbamos. Okay, and Shizer comes in the ramp. Oh, that's what he said. But that's the kind of distinguishing. I'm sorry, I said what I said before is wrong. Ram said again, kama milim. So even with length, it has to have the width also. I'm sorry, so it's not the square foot. I'm not mistaken. I was thinking mezuzah. Okay. Anyway, Shisa comes with Ram. They should domel to the rabbin. Carmelus is also rabbanan because like Rishus are rabbin and so on. Shulchan Aruch also says in Simin Shin Mem Hey Sif Yud Tes Mokum Tura Mokum Shein Bo Dal Bo Dal Vegavo Mishosha Mal Kia Ochrit Shein Bo Dal Bo Amok Yosim Mishosha or if the mechitzas aren't that high and so on. Okay. And the Mishnah Berurah also says Beferish. I'm sorry, 61. So Mishnah Mem Hey Sukkot and Pei Aleph Shein Barba Tvachim Rochav Afilu Arach Elaf Amah. The Meruba Dalat. So I'm sorry, I'm mixed up. I said wrong before. It says explicitly Meruba Dal Tvachim Dal Tvachim Bina. It has to be squared 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Okay. And anything less than 3 is Batal Karpi. The Karpi says it's 5. It says like we said before in Sukkot and Pei Beis Pachos Mishosha Batal Gabe Karpi. Yeah. Okay, now, Pergadal Lachyot Beis, Ram writes, Kishem Shemutar Latal, this is important, Kishem Shemutar Latal to Bechol Mokum Tur, Kach Mutar Lahachnis Bimenel Shus Yachin, Ola Shus Harabin, Ben Tzorch Lomel Karmelis, Umotzil Lo Meir Shus Yachin, Meir Shus Harabin, Ben Tzorch Lomel Karmelis, bring in and out and so on. And that's going to be relevant So the discussion will happen in just one moment. Shulchan Aruch paskens that way as well. And so Shin Mem Vav, Sif Aleph, 63. Avmokum Patur, Mutter Lahotzi Lahachten and Menalushas, Yachar Ulush the Rabbim, Omehem Latocho. You can take out from them Torah to Rishus HaRabim or to Shayachin and bring from one of them into it. But again, now I have to.
So if the Rambam,
yeah.
Rambam would I be allowed now?
Actually,
I'm not
kind of
would I be allowed to?
Which
am I using my hand, lift them above 10 above wherever yeah. They're in the Avir, and just walk like that and they're surrounded? So they're not on the floor, my hands are considered.
No, that's only, I don't think so, because the Carmelist. No, because you're, it doesn't matter where your word is. You're still part of it.
But
then
the Gemara uses your hand next to your body.
Yeah, your hand moves, right? You're still. I can't see it. That's in terms of right. That's in terms of kirim nocha, not in terms of movement.
What if we put the keys in a volleyball?
Kept it in the air, maybe. So that really we'll get to, we'll see in a second. Okay, yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get to this, but like in general, I'm having trouble understanding the utility of this.
Right now. Okay. Here's an example, a classic example, when we first learned the classic example of Malcolm Tour, a fire hydrant. Not a fire hydrant, perfect example of Malcolm Tour. It's more than 10 foot. Well, usually it's more than 10 foot off the ground. It's not 4x4. It doesn't have to go with 10 foot. It's not 4x4. I don't, you know, yeah.
Isn't there
going to look at starting now? Doesn't matter. It's more than 3 foot off the ground, and it's not 4 foot off wide. It's less than 4 foot wide. That's good. We'll get to it. Okay, so but for example, a private mailbox, not a mailbox you put your mail in, you know, like driving the countryside, so the house is all the way back, so they have in the front one of those,
yeah.
You know, like by the road, that little thing you open up and close. Another example of a Mokum Patur, a street sign, like a traffic sign, a parking meter, okay? These kinds of open Mokum Patur. Where is this relevant? So it could be relevant if you're, it's not relevant for most, you know, you're right, then you know what practicality is, but I'll tell you where it comes, and we'll discuss now where it could be relevant. Okay, and that is, let's say you're walking and you realize you're in a Shabbos Rabbah. You realize now something's in your pocket. Okay, I'm carrying a Shabbos. What am I supposed to do? It's happened to the best of us. And you realize something's in your pocket. You put a different jacket on, a different pants. Now you realize, okay, if you have an Arab, not a problem. Most places have Arab today, but if you don't, so what do you do? So the best thing would be place it on a Mokum Patur. Okay, and then you know, now. You're concerned, you'll find it later, whatever. But we'll get. But the point is now, you avoid the issue of carrying. Okay. So now we'll come back to that Gemara on Gimel and Aleph. Look at 65. All right. Now let's say you're in Shus Rabban Gomer. Barmenei Rav Mi Rebbe. So he says, "Say Hitino Chavera Ochel or 2 days ago. Hitino Chavera Ochel or Mashkin or Tzin Lachutz. Somebody else put food or drink on your back. You know, talk about the backpack, and you took it out. Akiras Gufo Kakiras Chayfetz from Komodomi." Mechayev, you know, just moving the chayfetz, you know, then you're chayev, or it's not, okay? Because again, look at Rashi in 66, Gimel Aleph. Hitino chaver shagufo bershus hayachid. Hitino chaver di'iu gufo elo kamida. I never did any act of akira. Somebody else put this on my shoulder, on my back. I never did any act of akira. What I did was I started walking. So that started walking, considered ready to be an akira or not. And then Omer lechayev. In a domel yodo, not like the case with the hand. What's separate? Why? My time of Gufanai, Gedal Nai. So we saw that Gemara. And Rashi said, Gemara Aleph 66, Ochor Mash doesn't have to be Ochor Mash, could be something else. So then, just an example that they gave, because that was perhaps a more common thing. Anyway, So it's a problem. Bottom line, though, it's a problem then. What emerges in there for us right now, it was in Akim's
house. There's no understanding that you mentioned of the whole Gufa. The chiddush between Gufa and Yodah,
yeah.
The only part of the person, also, like we said before, like portable objects versus not portable.
No, it's in terms of the Akira Hanocha. In terms of the Akira Hanocha. You know, the person starts walking, that's called an Akira. Their hand would could be an Akira without moving your foot. You know, yeah.
The Rambam says only your hand is in a different system.
Yeah, that's the point, yeah.
That you put your hand wall that is
on alcohol, or? No, so the point is though, if you're walking and that's what emerges, if you stop, that's a hanocha.
So, if someone If I put something in my hand, then I
want to
sign
up. Yes, yeah, so I didn't do an Akira. Yeah, because you did an Akira by walking. Yeah. But the point is, and where's the Anocha? So Anocha, it seems to me, you'll stop. So what emerges to me here is your body stops. That's just as if your body starts walking, that's called an Akira, right? Even though you didn't put anything back, but by starting to move, that's called an Akira. So too, if you stop walking, that's called Anocha. So if you realize that you're carrying something to shoot a rabbin, your immediate instinct is, oh, let me stop walking. But that's no good, because that's going to be Hanocha. You follow what I'm saying? It was a person's immediate reaction, because there's two dinim. Remember, you're not allowed to have Akir and Hanocha. And there's also another din of not carrying four Amos from Shuz HaRabim. So most people, instinctively, I would think, if you realize, oh my gosh, there's something in my pocket, you'll stop. Oh, I better stop walking. But that's a problem, because that stop and walking is Hanocha. Just like, you see, just like in that Gemara, the Akira, what emerges in that Gemara is that you're starting to walk is an Akira. So you're stopping to walk is also an Hanocha. So that's why, it's the best thing is, what are you supposed to do? On the other hand, keep walking is also a problem.
I mean, this is right? We spoke about this yesterday, that there seems to be two options. One is to walk a little before I'm on, and then pause, and the other
one. Okay, well, I mentioned it. Now we're getting to it. Now we're getting to it. Yeah. Okay, but hear what I'm saying. I just want to bring that Gemara show, just like you walking out when God put that on your back, that's Akiris, it's also Anocha to stop. Okay, so look at the Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Ches. Okay, 67. The Rambam says, Chaya Omeid Ba'achas Mishtei Rishios Elu. Okay, Nosan Chaya Rechevet B'yadav Al-Gabav Yotzo Bosa Chevet Zuru Shniyeva Amad Sham Chaya. He says, you're Chaya, you stand. You walk out, someone else put something in your hand, and you walked out, but Amad Sham, and you stopped, and the other Rishios, Chaya. Ram spells it out. That's why I put this Ram. Look in 67 again. Moving with the item on your back from that Rishus is like being okay at Akira. So Ram says before, right? Stopping is Hanocha. You never stopped. You never stood still. You keep walking. There was never Hanocha. So if you just, on the other hand, if you walked Arba Amos in Rishus Haram, if you just walked out, I can walk in and out and in and out all day long if you want. I'm not sure why someone want to do that. But if you did, okay, there would be no act of Hanocha. You never stopped in Rishus Rabbim. And you also didn't walk around Rishus Rabbim. So in the same din, I look back in 38, that's the Shulchan Aruch has this in Simon, Shimon Tes Sif Aleph. The rest is Kol Adi, you have Arba Amos, but more than that, you don't have. Here's where it says, let's take a look at Sif Beis, I put this in parenthetically, the mathematicians, right? Arba Amos Shomro, Hein Ba'alach Sunon. Sunon is the diagonal. Arba Amos is a diagonal. Diagonal is more than Arba Amos. Whatever the method was, that's Pythagorean, right? Then you have the two sides. The angle. You have Arba and Arba place. There's an angle. And most angle is more than four Amos, right? By definition. And the Gehisi Mar says, Shulchan Aruch says, the angle is actual Chamesh Amos is 3 3/5. Okay, a 5 3/5. A 5 3/5. If it's a 4 4, so the angle is 5 3/5. The mathematician would admit. Okay, so therefore, you have really more than Arba Amos actually in Rishus HaRabim to walk. Okay, side point. Some say that that's a part of Allah, so fine. Anyway, but getting back to our issue, okay, what it means is though, huh? It's cute, right? So what it means is though that you can. Stop, you realize you're carrying something. So option one would be to put it on a makom patur. If there's a fire hydrant or someone else nearby, so do that. Okay, that's not always practical. Also might be a makom patur. Also, I don't think, it depends on what. The newspaper box probably is wide of what's on them, I guess. Depends on the paper, I guess. But some of those, like here they have these yellow ones, that this Spanish papers, those are very thin at the top. So I think the regular paper, probably more than four tzvachim. I don't know, whatever, newspaper box.
Can you just put it on top of it so you'll put it in the oven?
No, because the item is on the rest of the ground.
Oh.
Okay, we have to be makom tor. So why not put a makom tor? Another option, okay, you know, if there's none available, which is, you know, unless you happen to discover your problem right by a makom tor, okay, the other option is walk around within the Dalaramas. Oh, yeah, that's okay if there's 2 minutes left till Shabbos. No, walk around. You know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll walk around for the next 7 hours.
And march in place.
Okay. What's that? March in place, exactly. We have a little more than place because you have 4 hours when we said you have the angle of 5 and 3/5. You know, yeah, you have that area. Okay, that's a possibility. Okay. Right, right. Different problem. Okay. But then we have again this Gemara so that you can walk around with it within the 4 hours, but that's also not always particularly practical. All right. So the Gemara had at the end, we saw this the other day also, Kuf Nun Gimel Bay 69. Amar Ba'adabar Abba Haysa Chabilosom Munachas Al Tseifam. This is talking about when Shabbos started, like Rashi says, you were carrying something on your back and wearing a backpack on Friday afternoon. They got stuck somewhere, and then suddenly, as Rashi says in 70, Kodeshol Yom, it suddenly became Shabbat. So that's where it says, you mentioned before, Rots Takhta Ad Shemagil Beisel. You should Dafka run, Dafka Rots, of a Kali Kali. Kali means not, not, you know. Not slowly, low, my time. Kerem, let's say Kerem, Osile Mebara Kirvanach, we're trying to avoid, you know, you're stopping because if you're running, so then, again, you don't want to do Anacha now, it's already Shabbos, okay, so you have, I started to walk, so as soon as you start to walk to Kir, where's Anacha? So so theoretically, you could keep walking too, and it won't be Anacha, all right, but you end up maybe stopping. All right, so you run without stopping, okay, back to where you took the item from, and then deposit it there, kalachayad, okay, what's Marcin Dezark like kalachayad, because what do you mean? When you get back to the house, isn't that going to be a hanocha there? You took it, Mr. Rab. So no, you do it kalachayad. You get rid of it in the back, you slide it off, you tilt or whatever, you know. But again, all this works, this Asa works, okay, only if he never stopped, okay, on the way. Because then he never had, you know, if he was walking the whole time, again, we're transferring it over to our case. Okay, a guy suddenly discovers that he has something in his pocket. So as soon as you stop, you're out of luck. Okay, because now that's why don't stop. And again, the gut reaction would be to stop. Okay, but don't stop at that point because otherwise you're going to do a hanocha. All right, so again, this only works if the guy never stopped on the way while walking. So that's a possibility. Go back to the original Rosh Hashanah, go back to it. But some say go back to a different Rosh Hashanah, because again, this only helps if you never stopped. Okay. What if you did stop? So here the Rambam says, again, before, 67. Look at 71. So again, kalachiyad, the truth is, it shouldn't really be, if you went back to the same place, it shouldn't really be necessary to do a kalachiyad, to be honest. I always try to understand why. You can't even put it down because there was akir and anach in the same place. You know, I'm not sure why the Rambam says it has to be kalachiyad. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why he says, but if you go back to the place, you run back to the place where it was, okay, and there's never going to be a hanocha. There's no akir and hanocha. Even if I did hanocha, I took it out normally, I put it down normally. I had akir and hanocha in the same house, the same rishus. So what's the problem? I don't know why he says kalachayad. But where kalachayad does come up, okay, is, and that's probably the best thing to do, is if you discover and none of the other options are available, so you keep walking and you let it fall out, kalachiyad, while you're walking. So then you didn't do, you know, that's what I saw in one century, right? Walk around the Dalaramas so you can collect your thoughts. Remember the din. So then kind of let the item slip out, kind of like you reverse your pocket, invert your pocket, or something like that, it falls out. And I think that's what we were told as kids anyway. But if you found it, when I grew up, we didn't have Arab in too many places. Now there's no self-respect in the Jewish community, doesn't have an Arab, right? But when I grew up, I grew up with Teaneck. It was all year from Teaneck until I was in high school. I mean, it was a big thing. Muncie had an area. About 10 of them put up in a long time in Muncie. It's always a big thing. Oh, you go to Muncie and carry something on Shabbos. Wow. Now, a lot of people, of course, didn't use there. That's always a fun issue. But I remember my friends in Muncie, they okay, carry on Shabbos. We didn't have it. Nobody had an area, you know. Now, every community builds an area. Okay. But what we were told to do, if you find it in your pocket, keep walking, like kind of invert your pocket and let it fall out. Yeah. Yeah. That's an issue. That's something. So it really depends. So there are a couple of other options.
Can you just pile on all those?
Cool.
You can cover, yeah, and you keep walking and you like the grow.
So now we'll come to the final. Say it again.
Why would you feel
because you do, if you never stop walking. I'm just thinking, you never stop walking, right? So you did not cure from here. And I walked back here and I did not, I cure nothing in the same shoes. So what was the issue? If I stopped in Rishus HaRabim, then there was an Hanocha from that, a new Akira. So now Take, I understand why that's Bikalach HaYad. But I'm not sure I understand why that's Bikalach HaYad. You know what I'm saying? If you never stopped walking, right? You walk, realize that your pocket just turned right around, walk right back into the house. And I took it out of my pocket. Why should we kalach yad? Huh? But the Rambam in Yeridia, Rambam says, "Rots by Chagila Beso v'zor kasham kalach yad." I just wonder why it has to be kalach yad.
He didn't start in the house.
Well, that's where you presume we took the item from, no?
But you're outside.
Yeah. You're saying maybe it means it's a different place. Yeah, but presumably you left your house. You're walking somewhere else, you mean?
I'm saying Shabbos started, you're outside walking.
Right. Okay.
There's not here at all.
Right. Okay, but why does it be kalach yad? Well, why can't
because you can't go on Shabbos.
But there was no.
It's also you doing
Oh. 1 second. You're right. In the Rambam's case, it's true. But let's say in our case, you're right. In the Rambam's case, it's true. You're right. In Chanan, the Rambam is not a kasha of the Rambam. But I was applying that to our case. We went out on Shabbos. I had some on my pocket, put on my jacket, you know, in the house, and I walked out. So I turned right around and came back in the house. So there, I don't know, it have to be kalach yad. Maybe it wouldn't be. You know, that's what I'm saying. You're right. It's not a kasha in the Rambam's case. You're correct. Okay. Because the Rambam, there was never an akir because it started before Shabbos, right? The Gemara doesn't discuss our exact case, but I was just applying. So I'm saying that our case doesn't have to be kalach yad. Okay. You're right. Walking outside and go back in. Well, they said, I mean, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. A second. I'm just looking. Maybe they're only talking about when it's Erev Shabbos and it wouldn't have to be coffee. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not trying to hear you. No, I don't think it was. I mean, the Gemara says, the Gemara in Kuf and Gimel, but that's only talking about Erev Shabbos case. Look at 69. The Gemara says, Zarklev, isn't Kama'am Zarab Zarklev Yad? We're afraid. The Gemara does mention about Yad, but only in that case. I hear your point. You look at 69, see it? The Gemara in Kuf and Gimel. It does say Zohar Kalach HaYad. Make sure the Rashi explains there in 70. Shalom Kedev Zvi, you're going to make Seif HaVachav. Take it off your back, whatever, and then some backhand away. There are other options. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch also, Shwe Sam Vo, is also talking about only Kiddush HaYom. Yeah. All right, that's an interesting question. Maybe Taki wouldn't require Kalach HaYad. Quite possible. If I left my house alone in my pocket,
yeah,
and I walked out, walking a block away, I realized, oh my gosh, I said, turn right around. I never stopped. Turn around and walk back into my house. I just take that out of my pocket and put it down because why not? There's a curious enough in the same place.
But didn't we establish, okay, didn't we establish thinking outside of Rishus and walking around with it is in some sense? That's only going to stop you.
Not only if you stop pulling into some kind of arrow. No, then there's another issue who would even carry an arrow. It's fine. But I did it already. So I come back in the house. Or I discovered it right before I went to Arbalas. Whatever. I turned around. So the question, do you need Kalachayat? I thought the possibly you do, but and I was wondering why. So you're actually saying correctly, the Rambam, I understand why. And Shulchan Aruch Kodesh, that's one kills you. So I'm not sure the application, but it would apply to our case. That's a good question. Okay. He's asking the Rambam scenario, the Gemara scenario. The Gemara scenario is a guy was walking on Erev Shabbos. It was never an Akira because, well, maybe there's an Akira by his walking, though. In fact, he was walking on Shabbos. It was already on him. Maybe there is an Akira there because Shabbos arrived and he was walking. No, but that, no. Walking counts as Akira. What, he came back in?
Is there no assumption? Is there something we need if you walk perhaps you wouldn't need to go back inside?
If?
You know, please, but in our house.
I think so.
There's always.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're carrying it outside our house, so you keep walking.
If you're not carrying it outside our house, you're just going to get them on top.
In which case? Well, wait, what happens?
You start on Shabbos, you're inside, you go outside, and you walk around, realize you have some power. You have to go back inside, so you come to the
top. Right. But here's I'm not sure. Okay, let's go a little lighter. Because the Mishabura mentioned something else also. Look in Rachel above Sukkot Kof Tes 73. The Mishabura mentions a different issue. For his first, it's called Kama de lo Amad. As long as you didn't stand, there's no, you know, Akina no nu Akira. Okay. And then he says, Dafka, Kishainimo Eno Yubutahi. Let's say you're walking and your goy is right there. Okay. You can give it to him. Okay, or behema, or a cotton, chereshot of cotton. Okay, and the gamba mokum shein yochol olicho pochos nal amas. Your case, man. We also mentioned the option of stuck with nothing else. Go, you know, pochos nal amas. Keep walking and stop. Walking, you never carried an arba amas. Okay, kagon shemisyar. I'm enlist him by burglars and you know so on and so forth. All right, so best would be perhaps. To ask a non-Jew, okay, you know, look at Lamentation. In some cases, you're afraid you don't trust a non-Jew. You can ask God to bring it to your house. That all emerges from the Mishnah on Kuf Lam Gimel 74. Misha Hechshu B'derech. If it got dark on Shabbos, so no sin kisla onochri. So give your wallet, whatever, to the guy that's with you. What did it have a guy with him? So put on your donkey. Okay, and then you can take it off and so on. Depends whether it's mukzah or not, a different issue. Okay, Misha Echshu Nosim Kisla Nochem Bel Yom. Give it to the guy before Shabbos starts. Okay, that's for sure. Okay, what if there's no guy? Then put on an animal. Why is it better to give it to guy than animal? So the Gemara explains on Kof Nun Gimel Aleph 76 because the guy has absolutely no chiyuv whatsoever to rest on Shabbos. Nor do I have a chiyuv to make sure he rests on Shabbos. Therefore, I can give it to him before Shabbos. He can do whatever he wants with it. Right? I hope he'll keep it for me. But your animal is Dinashis Behemto. Right? Dinashis Behemto. Right? I know. What? So that's according to the Rise of Rabbanu. Chamor atomitsuva shisoso. Nochri I atomitsuva shisoso. Now, what about you have a chamor, but you have a cotton with you? Okay, or shoshota. Okay? So better to put on the donkey because sof kosof, they're people. All right, that's a question, you know, what takes the precedence, a cheresh and a shota, a shota and a cotton, you know, look in the Gemara.
That was okay. An early discussion. We had that at the beginning of the year, I think.
Yes, we did. The very beginning, we talked about shrisas cotton. Okay, well, I think it was the last of the introductory shura talking about shrisas cotton. And here, talking about cheresh and shota, how we define cheresh and shota, so that's a further question. You know, I think a cheresh, I think many people who would consider that Down syndrome would fall in the category of cheresh, and people with at least some form of autism, if it's a severe form of autism, would be in the category of shota. Well, a lot of factors. I spoke about that in the shiur, what was it called? The Yom HaKol, when we had that that Sunday. Huh? Yes, I wrote an article about it. You can look it up. I have my course on that. But I have a son who has autism. So when he became bar mitzvah, 30, 15 years ago, he became our mitzvah. I put out a little article, you know, a little booklet. I did all my children, so I put out a little booklet with, you know, chinuch on the special needs child. So I went through some of the... for the honor of the bar mitzvah, I put a little, little article in this thing. Anyway, something relevant. But here we spoke about chinuch and the special needs child. So actually, it may be republished. A guy I just heard the she wanted me to publish an RJJ, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, be that as it may. So that's the Mishnah and the Gemara there. All right. And the Rambam Pasuk is Perakof Alachavov, and the Sukharach and Sun Reis on Vov, Sif Aleph. Right. Misha Hechshu with Derek Velo, Hoyamon Okri, there was no goy there, and an animal and so on. So, you know, again, you do it. But don't stop. So you want to have an Akir and Anocha. So that's the hierarchy. So bottom line, the emergence of all of this, okay, by the you know, Sif Hey, since Reis on Vov at the end of 79, Shota, Kotin, and then Shota. It's better to give it to a shota because a cotton will become a bardas one day. Shota maybe won't. And then when I mentioned that time, there are different things today because people will be educated today. But one time it was assumed that people couldn't be educated at all. Okay, the cherish and shota was, you know, uneducable, which was the case. But there's a story I mentioned in Sashir that the, not the Ksav Sofer, but his son, the son of the Ksav Sofer, the not the Chassan Sofer, the other one, Zoris, I forgot, right? One of the, said that when his father went, there was apparently a school for the deaf in Vienna, not a Jewish school for the deaf, and he went to visit this school, and there were Jewish people there, of course, were deaf, and after he saw all the things that they do to educate how the now means of, this is the 1800s, okay, Shevet Sofer, as well as the Shevet Sofer. So he said, his father said, we got to get tefillin for all the Jewish men. They're chayv and mitzvahs. They can be educated enough to be chayv and mitzvahs. You know, we were nervous about our son because among some autistic people have certain sensory issues and so on. And he didn't like, you know, first wear polo shirts and button-down shirts. Even us, obviously, with a button-down shirt. So we were wondering how he was going to take the tefillin, you know, but Baruch Hashem, and then never missed a thing. Nothing to do it. Not an issue. So everybody, one thing I tell you, I said this next year, no two diagnoses are alike, period. It's just called a spectrum. It's an enormous spectrum. You know, in all these cases, no two people are alike. Anyway, be that as it may, that's what comes out. So bottom line is, the best thing would be to put it in a makom patur, okay? But if not, you have these other options that we discussed. Just in terms of karmelos, incidentally.
Do we in general agree?
Okay, but when you have to, then you would. You know, you see what in this particular case, what's more relevant. I think so. Okay. The Karmel, the Mokum Tour option is not, that's for Rishus HaRabim. You look in Simon Shimem Hayesif Test, the Rabo, in 81. The whole Zed, this whole discussion we had till now, is Dafka Ba'om by Mokum Tour, is Dafka Ba'om by Rishus HaRabim. Of a Carmelis, Amina Mutsum in this Mina Meneor, the Dino Carmelis. Okay, a Mokum Tour in a Carmelis is not a Mokum Tour, it stays a Carmelis. Okay, and others say different. But anyway, that's a question. So perhaps in a Carmelis, you hear what I'm saying? There's a Machokas where the Mokum Tour exists in a Carmelis. Mokum Tour exists in a Rishon Sarabim. Does it exist in a Carmelis? Do we say Mutsum in this Mina? It's a borrowed term. But it means, you know, it becomes like the area where it is in terms of Carmelis. So now it becomes like a Carmelis, and the others say no such distinction. Okay. And the Mishabur explains, you've gotten pay, hey, 82, call out Tumor, Bomber, seems dead, there ain't doubt about Kumptor. That's only Omen Shu Sarabim. Well, a Carmelis, not true. And again, it's Machokas, he tells you, look at the Bir Halacha, which I printed in 83, there in Simon Shimon Hayes, if you test. He says, the Achronim accept the first view. That it does not apply to a Carmelist, but Shasan Chak and so on, maybe you can make legal with a Carmelist. All right, let's just look to finish up this piece. Yeruch HaShulchan and Sin Reish Sam Abog, Siv Chav Ches, 84. V'yeish L'das Eich L'Isnaheg Ata V'mokum Sh'osu L'Taltel K'shinim Zilo Mo'os V'chafetzim B'kiso. You found money, whatever else, in your pocket. V'achshav Lo Shayach HaTorz Chaguru V'achrech L'Tol B'yodov V'akis L'V'begon Shalom, you know, sometimes you could loosen the belt and money would fall off, but we don't have that type of clothes. And it's mukts and so on. Upashat, he says, if you have a goy nearby, Yomer, you know, sometimes you have in the shul, you give it to the custodian or whatever, right? Then Yomer lo litein yodolito. Kiso lito, take it out, and he'll bring it to your house. Im ein ein Yehudi lefonav, im reshus harabim, mechuyav lifshav, begodav, v'shuk, lanar, mekiso. You have to shake it out, even if it's embarrassing. And a karmelis, kagon etzlein, barob ayaros, ein bam shishim ribo, back to that issue, lo mikro shirabim, godol kavar abriyas, you don't make him take off his clothes. But that's a whole big discussion. The Gemara brachos not your test. You know, for kavod abrius, you know, kavod abrius is important, but is that enough to knock out of the raisa? Right? You know, I mean, people wonder what you violate, you know, kavod embarrassing the person to take his shirt off or his pants off in public and so on and so forth. But okay, but this is the raisa. This is the raisa. I gave the example of, you know, if the building was supposed to fall on fire and you were in your underwear, you run it anyway. Right? I mean, what can you do? Right? I mean, anyway. So, all right. Venir gam aidetinok mutar. If you have a kid, you can do it. All right. And okay. So those are your various options. And again, pachos is probably the most practical thing. Okay. That's about what do you do if you're stuck. The next thing, two more things to finish up this subject. What about carrying a person? Can I carry a person? This comes up. You have a little toddler. And you're walking home from lunch, and he sits down on the street, and I'm not moving. Okay, there's no ears. Can you carry him? Yeah.
Sorry.
So
why didn't suggest?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why it was the others. I don't know. He mentions coffee out, I think. Yeah, shake it out. He mentioned.
With the coffee out, carrying
it. Yeah, I don't know why he says it. Oh, not sure. Okay, what about carrying a person now? So the Mishnah says on Tzadik Gimel Beis, Hamotzi Ochlin Pachos Mikashir Bekli. Let's say I bring out food, less than the amount of the grogeris, if you remember, right, the size of a dried fig. So I bring out less than that, but it's in a Kli, and a Kli is bigger. Potter Afala Kli, Shek Kli Tfeilo. Okay, we're Potter in the Kli also, because the Kli is only there to serve the item, and therefore it's not, you know, your Potter. It's also a Bonim, but it's Potter. Fine. Here's the key for us now. It's a chai b'mita. I carry a living person on a bed, okay, or a stretcher, or whatever else, okay. Potter afal mita shamita tefila. Okay, now that's the mission in Shabbos Tzadik Gimel on the base. So Rashi explains chai b'mita b'chai. What do you mean? Why are you putting your potter even on the bed or the gurney or the stretcher or whatever? What about carrying the person himself? Well, what's going on in this mission? You know, according to Gemara says, Mishnah says, you carry out a chai, the mita, your putter, even on a mita. What do you mean? Why are you putter for the person? Why are you allowed to carry him? So Rashi explains, it's a chai mita, it's not even on base, 86. The chai, lo mechai, well, it's also the who make a atzmo, and no se atzmo. He, in a certain sense, carries himself. Okay? What it means is, make a atzmo, he adjusts his weight, and can he balance himself, which makes him somewhat lighter. You can like lift yourself up a little bit on the bed, and so he's really in a certain sense carrying himself. Okay, that's what Rashi says. You can light yourself. I'm not talking about a guy, you know, who's strapped down. You can't budge. Okay, but rather, you know, he can move. All right. So the Gemara on this mission in Tzadik Daled Aleph says 87. Lema masisin reb nosin he v'lo rabbana. This mission seems to align with the Nosan, not the Rabbanon. Why? The Tanya, Hamotzi behema chayva of Lushus Rabbim, bein chayim bein shkutum chayim. Okay, if you carry an animal, whether alive or dead, you're chayim. According to Rabbanon, Nosan Omer, al shkutim chayim, al chayim, excuse me, al chayim potter, shachay, no say satsma. It's fine for us right now. Chay, no say satsma. He doesn't need you. This piece of paper can't move by itself. The only way it can move is if I move it. This pen, anything, any item. But a person can move by himself. That's called chai no se atzmo. So Nosson says, chai motse atzmo, so chai no se atzmo, chai carries himself. So therefore, if I carry, I'm potter. That's the position of Reb Nosson. And Omarava. So I said, and the Rabbanan said, no, the Rabbanan said, you're chayav. Even though the chay no says that's small, even though the animal can move by itself, if you move it, you're chayav. So apparently the Rabbanan disagreed with this principle of chay no says that's small. Apparently, therefore, the Mishnah which says your putter, not only can you carry the person, you carry the bed, is going like a nasa, right? Because the Chacham said you can't. So our answer is Amar Rava, no. I feel Tamar Rabbanan. Rabbanan agree. Ad kan lo pligir Rabbanan leidem nasan ela bebehema chayv ov. Only by animals, by birds. Then they disagree. Misharvti nafshayu. Okay? They, if they're being carried, will stiffen themselves up, make it harder to carry. As she says inside the Arav 88, Misharvti nafshayu, Mishamtim klapamitum achbidim atzvon hashmit niyadim. They don't want to be carried, so it'll make it difficult. Aval odam chay, the no says, Rachma, filo Rabbanan modu that it's mutter. A living person, it's more than I regret that I didn't continue. Okay, the Gemara then said a few lines later, I should have printed it, I didn't, but it's from part of 87. The Yochanan says, Umoder of Nosan the Kofos. But Nosan is Moder, that if the person is Kofos, means he's tied down. That's not a stretcher. Okay, I was taking the hospital, they put out a stretcher, you can't budge. What do you mean? What do you mean? Chai Nosay Tatsmo. I couldn't move like this, I tried to. I couldn't do anything. So therefore, in such a case, if Nosan is Modeh, you can't say Chai Nosan. He's tied up, he's immobile, then you're talking Chai. Okay, now, as a side point, Tosis asked, you hear? So generally speaking, Chai Nosan. All right? Chai Nosan, therefore, he'd be Potter, because you're not really, he can move by himself. He's immobile, what can you do? He's Chai. Okay. I think I told you when I was transferred behind the stroke, I was transferred eventually from the hospital to a rehab center. So I told the story, no, it was a Friday afternoon. I was supposed to be over there before Shabbos. And then it was getting late. There was mices with insurance and all kinds of miracle nonsense. This was in January, so the Shabbos was early. So then I was getting nervous about it. So I didn't want to go on Shabbos. I didn't want to go out and leave the hospital on Shabbos. So My wife was telling me, you got to get out of the hospital. The hospital's a bad place to be if you're sick. You got to get to this other thing. You're not getting a rest here, and you need meds, and so on and so forth. Anyway, so she actually called, maybe 20 minutes before Shabbos, she called, a half hour before, she called up by Solovsky. Okay, and told him, please call my husband. He respects you, he's a friend of yours, you think the same way. Tell him that he has, if you hold like that, tell him you have to leave the hospital, even if it's Shabbos, you know. So he called me up and said, Bishun Pan, you should not stay in the hospital and get out. I mean, obviously, if it's an hour left to the end of Shabbos, so okay. But if it's, and he told me I'm actually Mechuyev to you. So the Maisa, I made it. No, they took me from the hospital to the rehab center, the place.
Oh, the hospital.
The ambulance took me, yeah. But my point is, I'm mentioning now, I made it within Rabbeinu Tam, so I was okay. I was joking. I said, I keep Rabbeinu Tam at the end of Shabbos my whole life. So he owes me one for the beginning of Shabbos, right? So, but anyway, but I remember they put me in a thing. I couldn't have done anything. I was mamish. They do it, I guess, for safety reasons. But that's what I thought was even less problematic. I wasn't contributing in any way, shape, or form to the, and I would go him anyway. I mean, it wasn't an issue at the end. But anyway, so but that's the difference between mobile and immobile. Fine. Now, related, Tosis raised the question in 89, Tzai Daman Aleph, Chai Nosei Tzatzmo, Tame Lari, Lama Potter? What do you mean, Chai Nosei Tzatzmo? So what? Right now, I'm carrying him. So what? If I put you on my back, you could walk yourself. But Lamaisa, I'm carrying you. So why is it Potter? I'm good. We have a principle. Chai Nosei Tzatzmo. What's the story? So the Omer Reed, the Mishkan Gabrina. They didn't carry living things in the Mishkan, right? Shatchoshe, and he says, the animals, they would lead them in, and the Chalozon, they would crack open when they got it there. So there were no animals or living creatures they brought in. That's what Tosa says. Everything's modeled after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, the things that they carried were inanimate objects and not living things. Okay. A related Mishnah, yeah, here, that's why Chaynos is Atzma. As you can ask, very nice, Chaynos is Atzma. But Lamaisa, I'm carrying it. No, that's not called, that's not called carrying.
The only things that would otherwise be able to carry themselves.
Right, right. That's called Chai Nosis, right? Unless even a Chai Nosis is strapped down and you're immobile, you can't do it. Now, similarly, there's a Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Isha Medada is Bino. A woman can like support her kid, help him walk. The little kid, when he starts to walk, so you can kind of hold his hand. But the Omer Yehuda clarifies it. Amosai, okay, Amosai. Bizman Shu Nota Achas Umaniach Achas. He picks up one foot, puts down the other foot. He's basically walking. Also, if she's just dragging him, he's not doing anything with his feet, then it's not a problem. Okay? As Rashi says, there in Chesam Beis, it's, he moves his feet, that's one thing. A mother has to help him. He can't do it himself. but he can do it. He wobbles, whatever, but puts one foot in front of the other. But a gorer or summation, and you're carrying him. You're a schlep. The Rambam Paskin Perek Yud Ches Halacha Tazayin 92. Hamotzi Be Mechayev Af Afo Bishen Chayim Chayev. Aval Odom Chay Eino Masui. A person not considered masui you carry. But in my kofos, it was bound up. It was immobile. A chole, he can't walk. Okay, by himself. Hamotzi Be Chayev. And Moishu Medada Es Benoa. His man should know to lach min achachas. Again, it moves one foot at a time. Shulchan Aruch is in Simon Shin Ches, Sif Mem Aleph, 93. Aisha Medad is Benoch Filurish in the Rabbim. Ubavad, Shalai Garei, Tegarei, as long as he's not dragging him. And he picks up one foot, knocks the other foot down and so on, because then he's really always on one foot, so he's moving himself. Mr. Brewer, in Sivkot and Kuf and Gimel, again mentions Chai Nos and Isatzmo, and that's still also Rabbanon. Mr. Brewer clarified. The Lesbian at least Rabbanon. Okay, but it's mutter to do it. You know, if there's some kind of need, it says exeri no se kofos and chole chayav yuzel oshach no se asmo. Okay, talk about a dead body, something else. Okay, now dragging—that's a question. What about an akamalus? So kof and kof nundalad. Okay, kof nundalad. He says, what about Yesh Mekilim? Is there, some say Carmel is no different. But Yesh Mekilim is there. Some people make on a Carmelist. Okay. And he says, many people do. He says, apparently it's a common practice. Yesh Mehamon, Shechom is a Nosin Katanim al Kisfeim. They put kids on their shoulders, little kids on their shoulders. And he said, right, you can leave them alone. Mutav Shushog by Mazidin. Okay. We're caught in but he says, that's if the kid can walk. You're really not supposed to do it. It's still, you know, it's still usher, okay? But nonetheless, people do it, so there's room to be makel. But he says, here's the key, b'katan she'en yochol lelech ba'atzmo, klal, what about an infant? Can't say chayno, that's like that person's bound up, he's immobile, a little infant, he can't do anything himself. So then, b'katan she'en yochol lelech ba'atzmo, klal, chayav l'rova poskim, k'shos m'shus haram, okay? But the only thing is, you can do it, you know, with a guy, because it's not a real shoes. So Rabbis, again, that's a possibility if that exists. Rosh Hashulchan also 95 and Simon Shin Aleph Sif Chav Zayin. All right, Hamotzi Adam Chai Potter the Chai Nosei Zatzmo, and even now he wonders about this Mishkan thing. Ketosis says the Mishkan, right? It wasn't, but the Rosh Hashulchan says, yeah, but we learned already many times. It doesn't have to exactly be like the Mishkan. Right, was that right? That's what he's bothered by. I forgot the low beinam mamish bechol pratu prat dumi dolechas mishkan. So there's a thing called carrying. So what? You're right. That's true. They didn't carry living creatures, but still, and you know, and live only, you know, only inanimate object. But still, so he says. It's nonetheless, he says, kaven the nesis on machan mishur mikol amasos. Okay, but it's different. He tries to show it's a different category altogether because chaynos is not so mean. You know, the wooden bean. Doesn't help by lightening its weight, you know. He doesn't contribute in any way. But a person contributes, he's not doing the full malacha because you can adjust itself and so on. He can adjust and make himself feel lighter and so on. So anyway, contributing, that's why it's not like. All right, that's Rosh Hashulchan's idea. All right. And he says a tinok shein yochel around chayav alav, you know, and he says many people make a mistake with that. Look at Simcha Ches. V'dadeh shtos ben hamon. Shenosim yilav dem tinokos mokim shosel tatham regil omar da'al bal chayav turim. U'mechal shab, the people do it even with infants. It's, oh no, people, the whole Israel carrying doesn't apply. Rosh Hashulchan says, not true. It's only someone who can walk by himself. So he says, mechal shab, the tinok shein yochel ala chayav alav min haTorah. Okay? And all you can do is try and help him, but that's where you can move a little bit. All right, anyway, what do you do with Taka if the child refuses? If the child refuses to move? So if it's a real Rishus HaRabim, nothing you do. You can't carry him. Okay, you bribe him, you offer him candy when he gets home. You tell him whatever you have to do. But it's very difficult to
get home. Candy, right?
No. Have the candy when he gets home. Maybe he doesn't trust you. Okay. So what you have to do is, you know, either if there's a guy around or, you know, you carry him pachas, okay, or if there's some kind of a sakana, so then, you know, run back, then go back to the running. That option's not available, pachas, whatever reason, bad neighborhood or something like that. So then you can run back in that case. So that's what you do. All right, the next couple of Maamar Kamos, just about the wallet. Amarova, Hotzi Tino Kai, the Kis told it's a war Chai Mishum Kis. You carried a kid, okay, and he's got some kind of pendant or whatever. So again, we're talking Chai Nos and Zasmo, but it can be Chai for the Kis because he doesn't really wear such a thing. This leads us into Chai for the Kis because the kid, it's like a shtick, you put the wallet of money around, he's not carrying it. Yeah, so that really brings us to our next and final topic is, what about clothing and garments and so on and so forth? Can I wear the garment? Can I wear the, you know, on Shabbat? Is that called carrying? Is it called wearing? There's a lot of literature about it, okay? So the Rambam Paskin Perkut Ches Alachin Zion, okay, 98, he says, because she ain't a kiss for Latino, okay? If the kid's not wearing it, you put that on the kid, it's not his key or it's not his money, it's a joke. Right, so then you're chai, but if an adult would wear it, so then everything's tafel to him. And
so in that case, he would say that the wallet or whatever that
attached
to the neck.
If it's a garment, that's what leading into. Then for an adult, it would be okay. And then the Shulchan Aruch has it from Shin Tes Sif Aleph.
Sorry.
Yeah.
How is it chai?
Say again, the kids are not you're chai, they're carrying the kid. You're carrying the kid who's wearing this thing. Yeah. You're carrying the kid who's wearing this thing. On the other hand, if a kid has a stone, so Mark says it's in Tessivalab, no daughter's been over Evan Biyodo. Okay. In a mukta question, but you know, he's holding some of his mukta, I'm holding him, not carrying necessarily. But you know, that's mukta, but not Rosh Hashanah because it's a Hotzah issue. All right, let's go into that for any detail. I do want to point out, though, let's take a look at the Moshe Feinstein's tshuva to finish this topic up. Chelik dal of Archaim Simtsadi Alev, Ibris Moshe. Nesias Kotten Shiyocho Lele, the Carmelis. Can you carry a kid in a Carmelis? He can walk himself. Okay. So he writes, Bidvar Losses Tinak Shiyocho Lele, the Carmelis, who shoots the shoes. He never opened a Tinak Boche. The Efshol Ashtiko, he's crying and screaming. Carrying on a temper tantrum, and you want to bring him back to the house. Mistabir lahatir, he says you can be in mutter, okay, and but not if you want to carry him, as we said at the end, just because you can get home faster. That you can't do. In other words, Rav Moshe writes, "Latanik ba'almosh misatza lelechim olat la." Okay, the kid's walking, but he's a 2-year-old, and it takes a long time for him to walk. I gotta get home already. So let me, it's much easier if I pick him up and walk the last 3 blocks, carrying him. That you can't do. Okay, that emotion doesn't allow. All right, so last thing is about garments. So just to quickly, there's a couple of sources. The Rambam and Perek Gud Tes Halacha Hey. I mean, there's a whole Perek about it. I didn't quote any of the Gemaras. There's a whole Perek, and it's, I didn't quote them because they're different types of garments which they wore nowadays. What can a woman wear? What can keep her hair? And a person, a man, talks about wearing armor and all kinds of things, which are not so relevant today. But the, now just quickly look at the Rambam, Perek Gud Tes Halacha Hey, the whole Perek called Bamei Yishayotza. Isha Shiyotza Machat Nekuba Chayavis Vish Potter. Again, basically, let's look at the two things he mentions. Sometimes, if something is called a garment or a tachshit, the tachshit is a jewel, you know, like a decorative, you know, a decorative item. So that's not called carrying. You can wear, although he makes a concern, unless it's the type of thing you take to tend to take off and show it to somebody. Because then you'll take it off and walk and carry it and so on. Right? But Zakal, the Rambam writes in the second line, Halachay, Kol ayotzu b'dobar she'enu mitachshido be'enu derech malbush v'otziya k'derech sh'motziya so dobar chaya. Three things. It's not a tachshid. It's not worn as a malbush. And you're carrying it in a way that normally would carry it, then chayav. If something's on, but it's not on tightly, and it's likely to fall off, also you can't carry that. Okay. Anyway, it got potter, but also rabbanon. And it talks about a tailor when he has this thing in his clothes. That's where he kept the needles. A tailor would keep his needles and stick them in his shirt. It has easy access to it. Like sometimes people put a pencil behind the ear, you know, that kind of thing. So that's also kedera. That's considered derech hamotzi, normal. That's normally that people carry things this way.
Okay. Yeah,
it's like, and not tachshit also. Tachshit, like it's not like a pendant or pin. Technically, women, ladies wear it. Some men wear it, whatever. Okay. And I look at the Shulchan Aruch, he says it straight. Shemeshin Aleph Siv Zayin. Kol Ayotzi B'Dor She'eno Tachshid, Eino Derech Mabos, and Rotziya K'derech Shogin, Rotziya Osa Dover Chaya. Okay, that's the din. The Chayadim points out, I didn't quote it, because I don't want to grease it. It's a Gemara in Shabbos study, one with Beis. I think I mentioned it once in the past. The Chayadim in Kalm Nun Vav Siv Aleph, he talks about this. Some say when it says in Parsha B'Shalach, by the Mon, Al Yetze Ish Mekom, Yom Shri, Shmos Park Tazayin, Pasuk Chav Tez, that the Gemara Darsh and Al Yetze means Al Yotzi. Okay, but it's talking about a Maso. Okay, that's Derech Maso. Aba Mabusha, Lo Nikru Maso, Vodin Achol Tachshitim. Okay? And the thing is, he says, today our people don't really do that. We don't take things off. So maybe that whole Chomer wouldn't apply. But sometimes, I remember people don't wear gloves on Shabbos without an Eirin. Because a lot of times when you're walking somewhere, and people have, like, I don't know if it's true today, but you know, when you shake hands, you take your glove off, shake hands. Right? That's normal to take. I don't know if people do that at the time. I don't know. But at one time that was, Chayyam says people tend not to do that already. Okay?
So, what
kind of
do
you give to
the
parents? What key? So, again, it depends how it's done. You wear it as a necklace, okay? But they used to have, when people needed keys, they used to make a flight pin out of the key. You see that? Right. Yes, that's what I'm saying. So there are ways to do it. That's really the kind of kalacha yad, because not keder chamotzi. That's in the Bir Halacha and printed in Masan Mishabur. Smashinai and Sif Yud Zayin, he writes, "Ainu derech malbush dilahotzi derech malbush hari lahotzi kederech kolamotzin." Okay, again, what the norm is? The Bir Halacha he writes, "The dover she'ainu malbush lo takshir mikra masu." It's a difference whether it's a masu or not. And the Mishabur and the Bir Halacha discusses whatever it's something you tend to take off, or it's likely to fall off, and so on. So again, you can look at these makaras. I don't have to read them all inside, Obviously, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, and it's in Shin Aleph, obviously clothes are not a problem, because it's not expected, it says the Aruch HaShulchan, that people walk around Shabbos naked. I mean, obviously, you walk outside with clothes. That's what he writes. Okay? And then for Tachshitim that are worn Derech Levisha, all this is mutter. So, it's mutter, we assume, to wear a watch, okay? To wear, you know, the people with orthopedic supports in their shoes, glasses, okay? Although, okay, some people question, again, without an air of sunglasses. The sunglasses, talking, I don't wear glasses. I'm about a contact lens also, I don't wear contact lenses, but, you know, those things. But sunglasses, some people make a tool about because those you're talking do take off. Or, you know, one time people take off sunglasses, that's dark out. The sun,
because you're not wearing it, but they're like,
the sexual, like, you know, use of the shoes. Yes, I think the postman said it's okay. That's also normal. And sometimes you put it up on your, you put the glasses up on your.
People also wear jackets.
Right, that's also normal. That's also normal. That's called wearing. If you know, if the jacket over just over the shoulder, if you're walking the streets, that's all considered normal. Okay. There's some discussion about a plastic over your hat. You know, with a plastic over the hat, okay? Moshe, Moshe wonders about it because it's not really to protect you, it's to protect the hat. But gloves, earmuffs, belt, or even, for example, you have a coat. You won't do it with your pants, but a coat, yeah.
Is that
a great
question?
Right, and a chanami, but it's still a garment. Here, it's the hat, the plastic. You never just wear the plastic thing. You never just wear that plastic thing, right? Like people put bags over the hat. You never put that on your plane. If it's a plastic hat, okay, if it's a hat, but come on, the thing you put over the hat, you never just put it on. Many people are making
it.
I know, many men. Well, Moshe wonders about it. Yeah. I think most people can disagree. Yeah, Moshe, huh? No, Moshe wondered about it. He thought it was a problem. But a coat belt, for example, like people also get wearing a trench coat, and sometimes the belt is loose, you know, it's hanging in the back. You know, you don't want to tie it every time. Again, it's normal for people to go out that way. All right. Anyway, I'll just wrap up and wrap up. And Baruch Hashem, you know, we've completed the 39 office. As I said, I was 100%. You know, my goal was to do it. So Baruch Hashem. And as I hope you saw.
Perfect time.
What?
Perfect time.
Yeah, June 1st. I said June 1st. Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Chas Hashem. Yeah. So, Advar B'chol. So the I also, as you saw, I tried always to give you the background of the Gemaras. I think it's important to see the Gemaras. You can read the Shulchan Aruch and apply the cases, and then we got to some of the poskim of Moshe and then we shows on other poskim. But I think that's the best way to you know, learn. We'll just end off with talking about Hotzah and Shabbos in general, but Hotzah in particular. So it's 108. And I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it also. That's, you know, I mean, enjoyed the preparation. And the, again, I think the best way to learn halacha is to go back to the Gemaras and see the cases that they bring up and apply it. And, you know, maybe we'll be able to remember it better that way. The goal here was to familiarize with the Shabbos, not to make you or me poskim with the Shabbos, but at least to familiarize with the basics. And, you know, to do all third on halacha, I think, is a significant accomplishment. We're very proud. So anyway, source 108. Yirmiyahu Perek Yitzayim. Yirmiyahu complains to Jewish people. Novi. Before the Chorban, you test. Call Hashem. Eli Halach, Manata Bishar, Bnei Am, Ha'am, Ashayavod, Malchi, Huda, Shayetu, Mahol, Bechosar, Yishalayim. Go to the Yishalayim. Pasachav. Vamartalim, Shimu, Dvar Hashem, Malchi, Huda, Bechol, Yehuda, Bechol, Yesh, Vishalayim, Aboy, Mishar, Ma'ele. Chof Aleph. Call Hashem. Hishomru, Benaf, Shoseichem. Guard yourself. Velo, Tisu, Masa, Biyom, Shabbos. That's what he singles out. Don't carry things on Shabbos. Okay, Vavesim, Bishar, Yishalayim, bring them into Yishalayim. So much Shabbos, but don't carry it. And Chav Dalet. Below Sotziu Masa Mivotechem Yom HaShabbos. Don't bring things out of your house on Shabbos. V'chom, and then it says, okay, V'chom Olach Olo Sasu, V'kidashtem Yom HaShabbos, Kasher Tzivisi and Samoseichem. He's giving them most about Shabbos, but particularly about carrying. That's why I ended off with this, you know. Unfortunately, okay, Chav Gimel Below Shom Olo Tito Zoznam. They didn't listen, okay? And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Nobody says in Chav Dal Bahayim Shamoa Tishmu Elai Noam Hashem the Vilti Havi Mas Mishara Eras Those Be Yom Shabbos Well the Kaddish Yom Shabbos the Vilti Asos Boom Kol Malacha He'll do everything right So Chav Chas Uvoa Mishara Eras Those Malacha Mitzrayim Yoshua Kisei David Right That is going to be wonderful Yoshua here as also Olam Yerushalayim you know last forever and people will come and Chav Dal Uvoa Me Arihudu Misiu Yerushalayim Eretz Binyamin Min Ashrelam Min Ahar Min Hanegev Vivim Olam Bezevach Omincha Lebona It'll be wonderful. Keep Shabbos wonderful. Unfortunately, however, Havav in Los Yisraelai like Kaddish Yom Shabbos, Olavilti says Masa. Right, they mentioned carrying the Havav Bishar Yishlam Yom Shabbos. Mitzati Eish Bisharayam to burn the city. Bechal Amros Yishlam Los Yisraelai to consume all of Yishlam. We know it did happen, you know. But anyway, it's just striking. That's what I ended with this. Not only about the exhorts the people for Shabbos, but particularly about carrying. Shabbos, that's what the Navi singles out. Okay, we'll stop over here. If you want to go to Shabbos,